Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout Metric. My name is Myra, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all those tuning in this no-nonsense podcast about traveling smartly. Each episode will exclusively delve into destinations, off-peak locations, places to experience, hidden gems, travel news, wandering people, and how to travel sustainably. Come, let's mark and embark to make more memories work around the time.
Before we begin this episode, we'd like to take a minute to talk about Scout My Trip. That's us, in case you are wondering. For the first time in the world, we've introduced travel planning subscriptions starting at just ₹1,999. That's less than $30 for 6 months and goes up to an entire year of stress-free travel planning by local travel experts called Scouts. They are currently available in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, and soon expanding to Southeast Asia and Europe. Scouts are your travel mavens who know a place inside out and can curate that perfect journey depending upon your dates, budget, and interests. It does not end with planning alone. They are in touch with you via a mobile app for the entire journey, and this does not require you to meet them or take care of their expenses. Scout My Trip was recently awarded the National Entrepreneurship Award by the Government of India for supporting sustainable travel and empowering scouts. So every paid subscription goes a long way in supporting them and their families. We have something special for all our listeners. To know more about it, stick around till the end of the episode. And without further ado, the episode.
Today, we're going to be talking about travel resolutions for 2020. New Year has always been a time for fresh starts, resolutions, and a chance to start a new story for yourself. If you like to travel, you could try to set some travel resolutions along with or even instead of your New Year resolutions. After all, travel gives you new experiences and a chance to discover more about the world and yourself. What could be a better set of resolutions than ones related to travel? So let's set some cool travel resolutions together for 2020. Travel resolutions are a great way to ring in the new year. They're honestly one of the most fun kinds of resolutions because it combines enjoyment with life experiences, as well as connecting with our wonderful planet and all other life on it. It's about being a responsible traveler who also knows how to have a great time. First, sustainable traveling. The growing threat to ecological balance due to pollution and global warming is something we must all pay heed to. Our Earth is already struggling, and we're presently in a really delicate situation in terms of the health of the planet. We should be careful and try to do our part every day, as well as while traveling. Reduce waste, recycle when you can, don't litter, and clean up after yourself. Be a good, caring global citizen whenever you travel. If you're visiting somewhere, make sure you leave the place as clean as it was before you got there. In fact, try to go one step further and leave it even cleaner than it was. Leave a positive impact in every little way that you can. Second, using less plastic. When we speak about sustainability, can plastic usage be far behind? Plastic is one of the major factors that destroy delicate ecosystems and threaten aquatic life. Try to reduce your plastic usage as much as you can. This is applicable to our daily life as well, just like sustainability. However, we should be extra careful while traveling. We might be visiting offbeat or relatively undiscovered places in the course of our travels. These places are pristine, untouched by human influence, and often have a delicate ecosystem in place. If we mess up by leaving non-biodegradable trash in such areas, we are effectively destroying the ecosystem there. We don't want to do that now, do we? So it's better to use natural products as much as possible. Leaf plates, paper straws, wooden spoons, reusable pouches, natural fibers, glass containers. There are so many alternatives to plastic, and we should really look into using them. Also, remember to pick up after yourself. Third, use the long weekends. Long weekends are a great way to stretch those office holidays and turn them into memorable trips. A short trip every once in a while to nearby destinations can definitely add up, and you will be able to enjoy many road trips over the span of the year. Local music festivals, events, and nearby attractions are also worth a visit. We often ignore the great things we can do in and around our own cities, so this is something we could consciously try to include in our long weekend plans for 2020. Also, if you use your office leaves wisely, you might be able to tack on a few days onto your long weekend and get an even longer holiday. Check out our calendar for long weekends in 2020. We'll link it in the show notes below and get cracking on your travel resolutions. Fourth, budget for your travel goal resolutions. We know saving feels really difficult and boring. But think of it this way. The more you save, the more you'll be able to travel. That should be a good enough incentive for saving, right? Plan out where you'd like to go in 2020 and see how much you'll need to save to make those holiday daydreams a reality this year. Then, start putting some money aside every month in order to finance these trips. This is one of those resolutions that can be accomplished by just consistently saving up one trip after the other, step by step. Good luck! Fifth, plan that trip you always dreamed of. Maybe there's a destination you've always dreamed of visiting. You're likely saving it for a life milestone or major occasion, but why wait? Travel resolutions don't really have to be tied in with conditional life situations. Do things just because you deserve it. Remember we spoke about budgeting for travel goals? Well, if you're able to save enough, you can treat yourself for that trip you've been daydreaming about for years. You know which one I'm talking about. We all have at least one such destination in mind. We hope we've given you some great ideas about what to do about your travel resolutions for 2020. Have you set any resolutions yet? Or do you plan to incorporate some of these? And what other travel resolutions can you recommend to us? We'd love to know, so do share it with us. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate, and subscribe to us. If you haven't already, on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the Force be with you.
Thanks again for sticking around till the end. Check out scoutmytrip.com to see all our subscription plans and use the promo code podcast for a 20% off across all plans.